there.
All right. We are talking with Mrs. Dick Van Dyke, Arlene Silver. Arlene, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's great. Now, you've heard that song many times before. It never gets old. Hey, when your doorbell rings, is that what you hear or no?
Or your cell phone ringer?
In my head all the time.
Not a bad idea. So. But anyway, we're speaking with you today because there's a very big event coming up this Sunday, December 13th at Disneyland. And maybe you can tell us about it.
Well, I talked Disneyland into throwing a park-wide birthday party for my husband, Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
And they went for it.
They'd be dumb not to.
Yeah. I can't even believe it. It's been, I started thinking about it in the beginning of the year.
Mm.
And I started dreaming about, wouldn't it be great if, you know, the whole park was just represented as birthday and people were dressed up in costume. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be a great idea, but I mean, actually executing it is a totally different story.
Sure, sure. So, well, maybe you could tell us, give us a rundown of what you think is going to happen on Sunday.
But he's turning 90, right?
He is turning 90 years old.
Mm-hmm. So
he doesn't look it or act it, but
of course not.
He'll be 90. There's going to be a parade, a tribute parade. There's going to be a dedication in the Jolly Holiday Bakery, because I noticed I had a list of things that they could do, and they pretty much went for everything I suggested. So hard to believe. I mean, that Disneyland is one of my favorite places, and that, you know, they're so creative and everything, that they were going along with
everything.
My ideas.
Okay, so tell us some more. This is great.
I noticed that in the Jolly Holiday Bakery that there was no representation of Bert.
Huh.
They have the Mary Poppins silhouette. They have the kids are in there. The penguins are in there.
Hmm.
But there's no Bert, and Dick even sings the song, so I thought that was,
weird.
What about doing a silhouette? Well, I don't want to give away everything, but
okay.
I mean, they're going to do a dedication for him in the Jolly Holiday Bakery. And then they're going to have a parade for him during the day.
Wow.
And then they're going to have a park serenade for him in the New Orleans Square. I've also, coordinated a fan event too, to kind of go along with any of his public. He's going to pop out at least three times, like a cuckoo clock. at least three times, but I'm sure he'll come out more than that. He's just going to love it. But I've been working with a fan coordinator. She's really into Mary Poppins. I met her through a fan event, and she's wonderful. Christine is her name. And we've been working with just different fan participation, you know, the dressing up. We're going to have, they're making kites. Handheld kites, so they're going to sing Let's Go Fly Kite around the rivers of America. They're going to, we're having a trivia contest.
Isn't there a flash mob being planned too
something? Yes, I'm currently, I'm also behind the flash mob. We were originally going to do it at Disneyland, but I think mob and Disneyland, like I said, I don't think so. So it's been actually very difficult to try and figure out where to do it. But I got word this morning from the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
The Grove is going to let us do it on Saturday, the 12th, at 9 a.m. before the Grove opens, which is great, because I've seen flash mobs there before, and it's so crowded there that you can't really see them dancing. So it's actually good to have it open so we can do the dance.
So you're going
to
surprise Dick with that on Saturday? Are you both going
to
be there?
Dick probably knows how to do the dance. He's seen me do it so many times.
Uh-huh.
I can only surprise him so much. But I don't know. Maybe we'll surprise him somewhere else he doesn't know about with the flash. We'll just be following around.
Well, hopefully they'll make a video of it. So
yes. Yeah, we've been doing a documentary for 4 years. And
great.
So the 90th birthday is kind of the final thing, and it's a wonderful ending. I mean, to do it at Disneyland.
Oh, so you're going to actually release a documentary film in another 6 months or a year or something like that?
God, I hope so.
Oh, that would be great.
Come on, Greg Barson. Put the pressure on him.
I really hope.
Dick says, I hope I see this documentary in my lifetime.
Hey, is Greg the one? I think he did the one on Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, he did. He did one on Phyllis Diller, and he did one on Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I didn't see the Jerry Lewis, but I did meet him and Phyllis Diller in 2004 at the San Diego Film Festival.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
What a great film that is! It's called Good Night, We Love You. So,
yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So he's doing one. What's the one? What's the working title for the film about Dick?
I don't think.
You don't have one? Okay.
No.
Well.
But Arlene, do you have any friends coming in that you can disclose? Or is it...
Famous friends?
Yeah, like famous friends that you can disclose.
No.
Okay.
Dick does not run with a famous crowd at all.
Okay, so nobody from the movie?
You wouldn't recognize the names I gave you.
No, nobody from the movie? Nobody from the old shows?
No. Okay. No.
That's good. Well,
It's all family, friends. I mean, maybe someone will show up. You know, you never know what Disneyland's going to pull. But
sure.
No, it's all just his family and friends.
Uh-huh.
That's all that. Well, that's, you know, that kind of is more important to him than having a bunch of famous.
Yeah.
Friends.
Well, we've got some folks coming. I'm planning on being there. We have a group planning on coming up, and I'll try to get the. We will try to get the word out to all our sponsors, friends, family down here, and some press as well. And hopefully we'll pull this off, and I hope there's a ton of people there. So
I think there will be.
Now the book came out recently, Keep Moving, right? Tips about aging and staying healthy and young, right?
Yes.
And I was looking at part of that today, and boy, it's really great. You know, he had one quote in there about, you know, living life in the present. And that's so important because, you know, we can't make up for yesterday. We could feel bad about yesterday. We have no control over how we felt yesterday. We have no control of how we're going to feel tomorrow, right? But we can be happy right now, this moment, right?
Yeah, he's, you know, people love his work, you know, from 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and he's very proud of everything he's done, but he's very in the moment. He's very, he doesn't live in that time period. He lives today.
Yeah.
And I think that's a wonderful way to be.
And he gets in the gym every morning still. I mean, 7 days a week, that's pretty impressive.
He goes to the gym every morning. Here he is. He's looking at me. Can I say hi real quick? I'm doing a radio interview for your birthday. Come here. He's going to say hi real quick.
All right, real
Hold
quick.
On.
Hello?
Hey there, Dick. Happy birthday coming up.
It's Joe and Richard, thanks. But growing up, I was Dick, so it's Joe and Dick today for Dick.
And who am I talking to?
Well, Joe Vecchio and Richard Musio. We're down in San Diego, your old stomping grounds, and we just want to promote your birthday that's coming up Sunday. I plan to be there with some people, and I'm sure a bunch of more, right?
Oh, I hope so. I'll make every effort to live that long.
Now, did you sing and dance already today, or do you have some more to do?
What's the weather like down there?
It's about 77 degrees.
It's always sunny and nice.
Incredible.
And beautiful.
They say it's going to be a little cooler by Sunday, but if it don't rain, I don't care.
No rain projected. I already looked.
It ought to be quite a day.
It should be. Now, did you sing and dance already today, Dick, or are you going to do that later?
I did it at the market this morning.
You're wonderful.
I always give the people a little song and dance in the morning.
Well, hopefully we'll get to talk to you a little more in 2016 for this show, but we just wanted to promote this right now for Sunday, okay?
That's great. Thanks for the help, and I'll see you there.
All right, happy 90th.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, where's Arlene? Is she still there?
Hello.
Okay, there she is. Boy, he sounds great. You know, I did meet him briefly in 03 at the Frank Sinatra Celebrity Golf Tournament. And the thing that struck me was his voice was like maple syrup. I mean, where does he get this voice?
I
mean,
I know.
He should.
we'll be walking, say, in our airport or something, and people will recognize his voice.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they'll run up to him. I just heard your voice.
His
voice is... I mean, in the thread of people's lives, it's so amazing.
I mean, he really does. But and you're an accomplished makeup artist in your own right. How many? I mean, that was your profession, right?
Yes, that's how I met him.
Wow. So doing movies, TV, and all of that, or
I did a lot of fashion shows and commercials and award shows, and I met Dick at the SAG Awards.
Wonderful. Well, I think we should wrap it right here, Richard. We want to get this podcast out to everybody as best we can. And do you have any follow-up questions, Richard, or anything? Or
no, I think it's great. I think it's going to be really well attended. I looked at the weather already. The weather's supposed to be incredible on Sunday, so you're going to be okay there.
Well, we can't complain. But Arlene, thanks so much, and hopefully we get to talk to you with Dick again in 2016 for a little bit longer time for our full-length show, okay?
Yeah, great. Thanks
All right.
for doing this.
Wonderful. All right. Happy birthday, Dick, and we'll see you Sunday, Arlene, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye now.